John Cheever's Preface to the Stories of John Cheever, read by Benjamin Cheever. It would please me if the order in which these stories are published had been reversed, and if I appeared first as an elderly man, and not as a young one, who was truly shocked to discover that genuinely decorous men and women admitted into their affairs erotic bitterness and even greed. The parturition of a writer, I think, unlike that of a painter, does not display any interesting alliances to his masters. In the growth of a writer, one finds nothing like the early Jackson Pollock copies of the Sistine Chapel paintings, with their interesting cross-references to Thomas Hart Benton. A writer can be seen clumsily learning to walk, to tie his necktie, to make love, and to eat his peas off a fork. He appears much alone and determined to instruct himself. Naive, provincial in my case, sometimes drunk, sometimes obtuse.